great to have you with you, have us a part of this service this morning. Thank you for being here. I want to read to you a scripture before we go into another clip this morning. For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one for whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes we are healed. We're taking too long? All right. We'll go back to that. You know what it says while you're finding that? Let me continue reading. Let us give us a yell if you're ready. You know, the significance of the cross is quite an amazing thing. Let me continue reading this Isaiah 53 for you. It says in verse 6, we all like sheep have gone astray. We've all turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. As far for his generation who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. I'd just like you to watch the screen. We're going to watch a short clip now. Thank you. Yeah, the scripture I read and the physical suffering that you just watched was a reality. And I know it's disturbing, and it's meant to be. Because Jesus took on the sin and pain and all the evil of the world so that we can be set free. Amen. He became, the Bible says, grotesque. He became disfigured. The Bible says one would scarcely know that he was a person. He had become sinful and evil on the inside. He, Jesus, was inwardly twisted by sin. He was disfigured by the disease of the human race. Pain, sickness, plagues, God laid upon Jesus all the sufferings and experiences for all time. Cancer, heart disease, kidney disease, viral conditions, blood disorders, they're all on Jesus. There in hell was the greatest display of God's unconditional love. He went through hell for you and for me. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. You know, in most Easter plays, there is a scene of the devil attacking Jesus, tormenting him. But the truth is, it was actually God, our Heavenly Father, who put all suffering and all sickness and all disease and everything that we can possibly imagine that's evil in the world, put it on Jesus. God put it on Jesus. He loved us so much. Our Heavenly Father loved us so much, He allowed Jesus to take on all our sins, which is just another word for our wrongdoings or our lack of relationship with Him. He took all our evil. He took all our sicknesses and He put them on His own Son. It was God who laid them upon Him, the iniquity of us all. So, Jesus took on all the evil of the world, all the terrorism, all the unthinkable sins, all sicknesses, all suffering. The truth is, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And on our own, we cannot restore our vital connection back to God. But what we cannot do, God can do. God Himself acted on our behalf to remedy the problem and restore the connection. And what makes it even more powerful is the realization that God allowed His Son to take it all upon Himself. And in the clip, Jesus was led away to His death, which Isaiah describes. From prison and trial, they led Him away to His death. In the Hebrew text, the word death is in plural. It means Jesus died many deaths. He died for many things. He allowed sin to overcome Him. He allowed poverty to ravish Him. He allowed Satan to have dominion over Him. Jesus took all the evil, all the sin on Himself at that moment. He sank to the lowest depths of Hades. That's hell. You'd know that anyway, wouldn't you? If you've ever watched any of those, what do they call the New Zealand? Lord of the Rings, thank you. Failed me out there. You know, Psalm 88, the Bible describes Him as like a man without God. It says this, "Your fierce wrath has gone over me, your terrors have cut me off." Wave after wave after wave of God's anger and wrath was vented fully upon Him, the Son of God. Jesus wasted away under the fierce terror of absolute justice. See, God is a loving God, but He's also a holy God. And there is no other way that sin can be judged. God the Father did not want to take out His justice on us, so He took it out on His Son. That's love. Wow, that's powerful. Wave after wave. It was beyond human reason and comprehension. The Bible says, "For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." Righteousness is the ability to stand before God in His presence. Right before God. No guilt. No inferiority. No fear. Pure with clean conscience. Jesus has done that for us on the cross. By faith. Say these two words with me. By faith. The righteousness becomes ours. It becomes ours. How? By faith. I am the righteousness of God. Amen. 3 days later, here's some good news. Jesus came alive. Amen. We're looking forward to that on Sunday. He came alive to be our example. Come on. See, Jesus was involved in the most epic battle of all time and history. Between the cross and the throne, Jesus took on all principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them. Jesus went into the strong man's house and took him on. All of hell tried to push him down, but he hurled them away. Our God is strong. Our God is? Our Savior is undefeated. He utterly destroyed the devil, who had the power over death. Had. He conquered Satan. He stripped him of his authority. Jesus became the master over the devil. Come on. And Jesus did not do all this for himself. This is the best part. He did this for you and for me. Jesus did away with the source of both sickness and sin. He took them on to remove them. He has the final victory. He has won what we could not do for ourselves. The Bible says, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. He is master of heaven. He is master of earth. He is master over hell. Everything, he is master. He is over all. Jesus died as the Lamb of God, but he arose as the master of all. By faith, his righteousness becomes ours. We are able to have victory over all. God dealt with the sickness problem before he dealt with the sin problem. He has borne our griefs, Isaiah says. And then it goes on to say, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all our wrongdoing. Whether we like it or not, we do stuff that we don't like to admit that we do. It's part of who we are. But the beauty is, of what I've been describing this morning, is that Jesus took it all on the cross. He made a way to bridge the gap so that we could be with him forever, right before God. So God can forgive our sin and overcome our sickness. The cross is the most significant event in human history. And if we can identify with Jesus in his death, in his burial, in his crucifixion, it is as good as if we have met the devil personally. We were there at the empty tomb making a public spectacle of him. We watched him fall from his place of dominion over our lives. In front of all of hell, we defeated him. Let God arise. So I want to take this moment. I want to ask you a question this morning. We're going to stand in just a second. What will you do with what God has done for you through his Son on the cross? He has borne your sickness. He has borne your sin. He has had an epic battle for your life, and he has won. He took on all the principalities and powers that take away life. Sickness and sin are history. Will you admit that you have been disconnected from God? And that there is a barrier between you and him? All Jesus wants for us is to own up. Will you commit to living your life through Christ? Will you ask Jesus to help you live your life from this moment forward? I would like us to stand, please, at this moment. If we could all stand and bow our heads. Perhaps you'd like to close your eyes too. There's a scripture I'd like to read to you before I ask you if you'd like to invite Jesus into your life this morning. And rather than you have dominion over your life, to allow Jesus to have dominion over your life for what he has done, as we've witnessed this morning. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Jesus has done everything. We can't do a thing except what he has done by faith. Say, Lord, come into my life. And so this morning, with every head bowed and every eye closed, God loved you, and I so much that he allowed his son to take on all sickness and sin, all evil in the world. Will you accept today what Jesus has done for you? By faith, will you receive the greatest gift ever given to mankind? And if you would like to join with me, we're going to pray this prayer together. And at the end of this prayer, I'd love you to raise your hand and say, yes, I would like to receive the forgiveness that can only come from God. By God sending Jesus to the cross, he was able to set the record straight. I will receive of that new life. And maybe you're here today and you need to recommit your life. You know you're a little disconnected, or maybe a lot disconnected. Today's a day to say, you know what? I'm coming back into right relationship with God as well. I'm going to receive you as master over all. Shall we pray? Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love. I thank you that you sent your son to die the most grotesque of deaths. I thank you that you did it for me. I confess my sin to you today. Come into my heart right now. I receive you. I commit to you. Lead my life. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. With every head bowed and eye closed, if you've prayed that prayer and you'd like to receive Jesus as Lord of your life or recommit your life, on the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again. One, two, three. Thank you. I see your hand. Is there anyone else this morning? Say, yeah, that's me. I'd like to receive Jesus as Lord of my life. Who'd like to join that one person so far that said, you know, I need to receive the loving forgiveness and grace of my Lord who went to the cross, who sacrificed his one and only son. And he didn't do it for himself. It could have just been a shallow victory, say, hey, I'm the boss. But it was far more than that. He was doing it so that you and I can have freedom from this life of fear, of guilt, of sins that we know we think we can do it on our own, but we cannot, and that's why Jesus came. So one more time. Is there anyone else that would like to receive Jesus? Just pop up your hand and I'll see it right now. From my left, just looking. Thank you, I see your hand. Thank you. You can pop your hand down. Is there anyone else this morning? It's going to take this moment. Thank you, Lord. Those people like to just, I'm just going to come down off the stage. If you've come with someone, would you invite them to come with you? I'd just like to pray with you. Let's make this right before God, a real decision this morning. Can you do that with me, please? I'd love to see you. Please come. If that's you, you popped your hand up, just come and join me at the front. That'd be fantastic. Thanks. It's great. It's Chris. There's a young lady, I believe. Would you like to come? That'd be awesome. Thank you. Hello, sweetheart. Thanks for being brave. I'm Nigel.
Hi, Nigel.
What's your name?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Great to have you in church today.
Thank you.
It's a good day.
It is.
Yeah. Have you received Jesus before?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Well, it's a good place to be. Great, Catherine. We're going to pray with Chris and Catherine this morning. Let's believe with these guys today. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for these two, Lord, that have said, yeah, I want to receive the life of God. And we pray today, Father, that there would be a touch of the Lord on these, he loves you, Catherine. He's concerned for your future. He's so blessed by the decision that you've made. And today, will you receive what Christ has done and go on with him from this point forward? You don't need to know everything, but just say, you know what? What I do know, I'm going to believe. Can you do that for us?
Yes, Father.
You can. Great.
Father, I just pray for Catherine. Father, I just pray.
Thank you, Lord.
God, you forgive. Your love never fails. I pray Catherine will feel that today. She will feel the love of God. That there is nothing that can separate us from your love. Not our past, not our regrets. Father, not our disappointments. Forward, Father God, I just pray it's a new day.
Yes, Lord.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Thank you, Lord. As we have, we'd love to give you a pack and a Bible and welcome you into church and a family that loves you. Let's give these guys a hand. We're just going to take 2 minutes with these guys and you can join the service. Thank you. Thanks, Catherine. Follow. Sundays are coming, church. Never too late to receive the love of God. Why don't you take your seats for a moment? We want to come to the cross too. Those of us that would have a relationship with God that and understand what he has done for us. So this morning, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand and the ushers may help me with how we're going to distribute the emblems. That'd be great. Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Sarah. You can take the cover off. That'd be fantastic. The Bible says, I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures so that we can be grateful for what God has done this morning. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And maybe as you come up and take communion, you'd like to be grateful of what God has done on the cross for you in that respect. A scripture, great scripture from Isaiah. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. Maybe this morning you'd like to come and say, oh, thank you that I know I'm weak, but I thank you that I can be strong in you. Maybe you'd like to do that this morning. Another scripture from Isaiah says, see, my servant will prosper. he will be highly exalted. Maybe you'd like to thank the Lord today that he is Lord of all, that he is the King, that he is master over all. And maybe today that you were dead because of your sins, but God made you alive with Christ. He cancelled the record of all charges, nailing them to the cross. Whatever it is today, I'm going to ask that you come and receive of the emblems, and we have some bread, just break it off. That represents what Christ has done in his body today. You've already seen enough literal of that, enough footage. And of course, the juice, which represents the blood that was shed and we have flowing down as a symbol from the cross this morning. And when we partake of this, it can be not only a thank you and not only just a remembrance, but you can allow his life to penetrate through you. And why do we know that, church? Because he's not on the cross anymore. He's alive. So why don't we come? Why don't we start with the sides, and then the middle can come, and let's take a communion this morning, if you would like to. If you don't, you can just stay, and we're just going to take 5 minutes to do this. And as soon as we finish this, we're going to have a clip on the screen while we're doing this. We'd like to join you in the foyer for morning tea. God bless you as you come.